Anything in particular you're looking forward to for this last game?
I mean, really, you know, just I would say looking forward to seeing how the fans show up. I mean, obviously, you know, everybody's going to be there and everybody's going to be, you know, the whole city of Buffalo is looking forward to this game. So we're going to treat it as such. And, you know, I'm personally excited about wearing the red helmets. I think that's going to be, you know, I've been looking forward to that all season since they announced it. But, yeah, just looking forward to a great day.
Why the red helmet so much?
I think, well, first, I've never worn them before. And then also, I just think it looks really cool. It's a nice, I know it's a little different red, I think, or the blue is different than it was when they last wore them. But I think it's a clean looking uniform.
I know you guys have business, you know, it may not be life or death kind of seating stuff, but yeah. How much is the last game a topic of conversation in this locker room and maybe trying to enjoy it, whether you're yourself, longest tenure player or a rookie?
There's very few people that get to do this job for a living, right? Whether you play a year or you are here in year 10, like myself, right? And, or, you know, guys longer than me that are on this team as well. So, you cannot take any game for granted, and that's why I treat the same. I treat preseason games the same way. I treat regular season games the same way, playoff games. Every game is a blessing, and every game is a gift, and just it's a privilege to be able to go out there and wear the Bills uniform and wear just, you know, an NFL uniform in general. So in terms of how I'm treating the last game, it's one of 17 this season. And we've got this game and at least one more ahead of us. So,
I know you guys are programmed to just stay in the present, but especially for you being here so long, do you allow yourself at all to reflect as this is likely closing a chapter on that building?
Absolutely. I mean, I was looking through last night on my photo album, just on my phone, like scrolling through some memories from, you know, past years, whether that was 17 when I first started playing, or just, you know, as recently as last year, like watching a replay of Tyler kick that game winner against Miami. So it's just, there's a lot of memories in that stadium and a lot of great experiences, great wins, and a lot of lifelong, you know, friendships that I've made playing this game and playing for this team. So, I mean, I could look back on memories for a long time.
You've been around all the stadiums.
Yep.
What makes...
All but one.
San Francisco.
Oh, then aside from San Francisco, what makes the Ralph or Highmark, whatever you want to call it, unique to you?
So I tell people this. I played at LSU. Buffalo has a very college town feel to it in a good way. Apart from the Sabres, we're really the only show in town, right? Same goes. I'm comparing it to my college, Baton Rouge. LSU is the only show in town. And the fans treat it as such. They live and they die and they bleed red and blue. They live and they die Buffalo Bills, right? So, and that makes it all the more fun for us to go out there and dress out and play for these people on Sunday afternoons or, you know, whenever we're playing. But, like, being able to just, like, there's something about the stadium being where it is. You're driving in on Big Tree, right? You're seeing everybody tailgating. And it just, like, instantly gets you in the mood for game day, right? You're, like, you're seeing all these people that literally wake up just like we do, and we're looking forward to get to kickoff. So, yeah, I don't know if that answers your question. But, it means a ton to be able to, you know, to go out there and play in front of these fans that treat it so passionately. Yep.
Feels like the red helmets got teased a few times over the years before actually getting them now. What is it going to be like to put it on?
I hit a few minutes ago.
Oh,
just said, no, you're good. Just said it, but I'm very much looking forward to it just because I have never worn them before. And I also think it's just a really clean looking uniform. Like, it looks awesome. So, yeah, really looking forward to it.